to be looking at our theme for the year.
今天我们要谈的主题是今年教会的主题。
And as you may have seen, our theme for this year is generation to generation.
就如你所见，今年的主题是世代相传。
And this theme, as in our previous themes in recent years, have come from the vision of the church.
今年的主题跟过去几年的主题一样，都是来自于教会的意向。
And after 5 years, we have gone through the entire cycle of our vision.
过去五年，我们花了五年的时间，完整的将教会的意向走了一遍。
And now we're starting at the beginning again.
那现在又是一个新的循环的开始。
And I'll share our vision with us once again as a reminder for us.
那么我会再跟大家分享，也提醒一次我们教会的意向是什么。
To establish multi-generational, multi-ethnic, and interdependent ministries.Empower new generation of church leaders and engage disciples for the Great Commission.
教会的意向是建立多代多族裔互相效力的事工，栽培下一代的教会领袖，推动门徒实践大使命。
This vision is the DNA of our church.
这个使命其实是我们教会的 DNA， 也就是遗传物质。
It is what guides us in our ministries and how we want to make decisions about our future as well.
意向呢推动。借着意向引导我们教会的事工，也是借着意向我们能够为教会的未来方向做决定。
I hope as a church we are well aware of our vision.
作为教会的一份子，我盼望我们每一个人都能清楚明白教会的意向是什么。
And we are being guided by God and what He has revealed to us in His Word.
我们的意向是神所启示的，是神借着他的话语所启示给我们的。
So the part of the vision we are focusing on today and this year is the very first portion.
今天我们所要谈的是在意向的第一部分。
To establish multi-generational ministries.
是建立多代的事工。
This means we want our church not to be simply focused on one single generation.
建立多代的事工的意思也就是说，我们不希望教会的事工只是为了某一个世代、某一个年龄层。
We don't want our church to not simply be focused on the adults or just the youth.
我们不希望教会的事工是只是为了成年人或者是年轻人。
We want our church to have ministries for all generations.
我们盼望教会的事工是为了所有的世代。
Being a multi-generational church is extremely, extremely important.
作为一个多代的教会是非常非常重要的。
Because that is how we pass on and sustain our faith.
因为多代的教会，我们才能够传承并且延续我们的信仰。
Not only for our current time, but for the future and the years to come.
不是只是为了现今的时刻，也是未来的年日。
So before we continue, let's pray together.
在我继续讲到下去之前，让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we pray that you will be upon us today.
亲爱的天父，我们向你祷告，求你与我们同在。
That you will reveal your Spirit to us here today.
此刻我们盼望你的圣灵向我们启示。
That Heavenly Father, that we will know how you want us to live out our lives.
借着你的启示，我们能够明白你要我们如何继续前面的人生。
So that we will be a church that praises your name to all generations.
所以我们能够向各代传扬你，赞美你。
So we pray that your Spirit will speak powerfully through us here today.
我们向你求你的圣灵与我们同在，大能与我们同在。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求
Amen. Excuse me, I have a cough, so I'm sorry.
很抱歉，我会咳嗽，请原谅。
So we, as followers of Christ, all have testimonies.
作为一个基督徒，我们每一个人都有一些见证，或者是有一些故事。
Stories of how we've come to believe that Jesus has saved us.
这些故事是我们怎么样能够到神的面前来，怎么样相信耶稣拯救了我们。
For some of us, this has happened here at church.
对我们当中有一些人来说，也许是在教会里发生的。
Maybe in a Bible study.
也许是在我们读经祷告读经的时候。
For others, maybe it happened at a retreat.
也许有一些人是在参与退休会的时候。
At one point, we realized that we needed a savior.
在生命的某一个时刻，我们了解到我们需要一个生命的救主。
We were all immensely touched by the Spirit of God, and we felt His presence.
在那一刻，我们真的是深深的感受，深深的被神的 灵所感动，我们也感受到他的同在。
And all of us have a similar story in that sense.
所以从某一个层面来说，我们每一个人都有类似的故事。
Someone had to witness the name of Christ to us.
也就是曾经要有别的人将神的名见证传给我们。
Some of us may have had a friend invite us to church.
我们当中也许是因为有一些朋友邀请你来教会。
Some of us may have been invited to come to a retreat, and we heard the word of God at a retreat.
也许有一些人是因为有人邀请你去参加退休会，然后你在退休会的时候听到神的名。
Some of us may even have seen it on TV.
也许甚至有一些人是在电视上面听到。
But the fact remains, someone had to show us, or teach us what the gospel truly meant.
但是呢，事实上就是总是要有人向我们见证、传扬神的名。
That is how all of our stories of faith begin.
这是我们每一个人信仰故事的开始。
So we can see the immense value of showing, teaching, or sharing the gospel.
所以我们可以看到，传福音、将福音分享给别人，这个本身是一个多么重要、具有意义的事情。
And that includes sharing the gospel to different generations.
当然也包括你将福音传给不同的世代。
Our passage for today shows us why we show, teach, and share the gospel.
我们今天所读的经文教导我们为什么重要的是你将福音传出去。
In Psalm 145, we see David blessing and praising the name of God.
在诗篇第145篇，我们看到大卫称赞神是多么的伟大赞美神的名。
Speaking of how great the Lord is.
称赞神是多么的伟大。
And how deserving he is to be worshipped.
称颂神是如何配得被尊崇。
How majestic he is.
他是多么的崇高威严。
How glorious and how glorious his wondrous works are.
讲到神的奇妙的作为是何等的荣耀。
I didn't choose the whole chapter for us to read today.
我没有选择我们今天把诗篇第145篇完整的读完。
Because it just continues and continues to praise and adore God.
就是因为你在后面的经节看到是大卫的诗篇是继续的不断称颂神的名。
Right, how worthy of being praised he is.
谈到神是如何配得尊崇。
And as verse 4 says,
在第四节他这么说，
One generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts.
第四节他讲到，这代要对那代称赞你的作为，也要传扬你的大能。
In this context of the psalmist,
在这个诗人所写的这一段经文当中，
The Israelites have witnessed the faithfulness of God.
这些以色列人曾经见证过神的大能。神的信实
witnessed how he has delivered them out of slavery.
看到神怎样将他们领出为奴之家。
How God has promised to remain faithful to them.
也曾经经历过神怎样对他们说神会信实。
And how he has kept that promise.
也看到神自己怎样的守约。
They have seen God provide them a king.
他们也神也曾经给他们一个王。
Even though God did not want them to have a human king.
虽然神并不是希望他们要有一个人的王。
He provided it anyway.
但是神还是给了他们一个王。
My God is worthy of being praised.
神是配得被赞美的。
Worthy enough to share from one generation to another.
神配得赞美是配得我们的称颂从这代到那代。
And for us as Christians, this passage speaks very closely to us also.
对我们基督徒来讲，这一节经文也是同样对我们说话。
Where we have seen our sinfulness, seen how wretched we are.
当我们看到我们自己的罪性，也看到我们是何等的败坏。
And yet God has sent His Son to take our place on the cross.
但是神却将他的儿子替代了我们，被钉死在十字架上。
To die for us so that we can be saved and have a new life in Christ.
神做了挽回祭为我们而死，所以我们可以被拯救，我们也可以有一个新的生命。
All of our testimonies have this similarity.
我们每一个人的见证都有这个相似点。
Where we have found satisfaction, hope, joy, and life in Christ.
也就是我们在基督里，我们可以找到满足，找到盼望、喜乐、新生命。
For the Israelites, they see the mighty works of God.
对以色列人来说，他们看到神大能的作为。
And because it holds so much value to them.
这个大能的作为对他们而言是如何何等的宝贵。
They say that one generation shall commend your works and declare your works to another.
所以他们说，这代对那代要颂赞你的作为，也要传扬你的大能。
It's not an imperative or a command.
这不是说这是一个很急迫、很急迫的事情。
Doesn't say you will or you should declare the works of God.
也不是说你将会或者是你应该要去宣扬。
It simply says from generation to generation, your praises and mighty works will be declared.
最主要的是说你的这些大能、奇妙的作为要被传给下一代。
It is a matter of truth and inevitability.
这件事情就是不可避免的真实的事情。
Because of what you have witnessed,
因为你所见证的
all you will want to do is share from generation to generation.
因为你所见证、你所看到的事情，所以你自然所想要做的就是将它传给下一代。
Everything that God has done for you.
所有神在你身上所做的一切事情。
So we only pass down what is truly important.
我们只会将对我们而言重要的事情传给下一代。
What is precious to us?
对我们而言，什么是宝贵的呢？
So for David, he is saying the works of God, what he has done.
所以对大卫而言，他是这么说的，神的作为
is most important.
神所做的是最重要的。
If you love your child, if you truly care for them,
如果你爱你的儿女，你真心的关怀他们
，You want to pass down the values you care about.
你会想要把你所认为重要的事情、重要的价值的事情传给他们。
And you wouldn't want to pass down the bad things.
你不会想要把不好的东西传给他们。
I know some of us may have had difficult childhoods.
也许我们当中有一些人有过比较困难的童年。
We may have gone through verbal or physical abuse.
也许我们当中有一些人曾经被言语上面或者是肢体上面 不好的对待。
Even though our parents may have genuinely loved us,
甚至我们的家人、我们的父母亲其实是非常真心的爱我们。
They may have been unable to avoid passing down these dysfunctional things.
他们虽然他们是这么爱我们，可是他们很难无可避免的，还是会将一些不是很好的事情传给我们。
This could include alcoholism or violence.
这也有可能是像酗酒的问题，或者是一些暴力的问题。
Alcoholism especially has a history of being passed down in families.
特别是酗酒的问题是很容易在家族里面传下去的。
There are obviously many factors that contribute to this.
当然，酗酒的问题不是单一的因素，有很多的问题导致。
But usually when both parents have abused alcohol,
但是通常如果双亲都有酗酒的问题的时候
and that have produced conflicts that have led to violence in the family,
一旦有酗酒的问题的时候夫妻之间就容易产生冲突然后这个冲突很容易导致接下来的暴力问题
The risk of alcoholism being passed down increases immensely.
如果家里有酗酒的问题这个被传下去的可能性是非常非常的高。
For those of us who have experienced this,
对于我们中间如果曾有人有过这样子的经验的
，We don't want to pass down these things to the next generation.
我们不希望把这样子的事情传给我们的下一代。
We want to do everything to avoid ourselves from passing these dysfunctional things.
我们是要尽力的将避免。不好的东西传给下一代。
Because of our actions, the next generation could have far more consequences because of us.
因为下一代很有可能因为我们所做的不好的事情而有更不好的结果。
Leading to social and emotional problems.
他们很容易会有一些社交上面的问题，或者是情绪上面的问题。
Instead, we want to pass down what is good.
相反的，我们是盼望能够将好的、宝贵的传给他们。
What we think will help the next generation grow and have a better life from the previous generation.
我们盼望的是能够将 能够帮助他们成长，让他们有更好的生活或更好的生命的事情传给他们。
So the question is, what are we trying to pass on to the next generation?
所以重点是我们到底要传什么给下一代呢？
What are we focusing our efforts on?
我们要将我们的努力放在什么地方呢？
This doesn't just speak to adults or the elderly.
这个不是只是对成年人或者是长者而言。
This is something we should think about for all of us, both old and young.
这件事情我们每一个人都应该想一想，无论你是长者或者是年轻人。
In other words, when we talk with others and when we interact with people,
也就是说，当我们跟其他的人交谈或者有互动的时候，
What do we want to share the most?
我们所想要分享的最重要的是什么呢？
If we are Christians, it should be the mighty works of God.
如果你是一个基督徒，你所应该要分享的是神大能的作为。
If that is not our priority,
如果那个不是我们的优先顺序，
If we are not so in love with Jesus that we are not making it the utmost priority,
如果我们不是真的很爱神的话，我们就没有把这件事情当作是我们的优先顺序。
To share about our God and His amazing love for us,
我们应当最重要分享的是神所给我们的爱。和他的奇妙的恩典。
Then there is something truly, truly wrong.
如果我们不是以那件事情为优先顺序的话，那我们真的是出了什么问题了。
Perhaps we don't even think that God is all that amazing.
也许当我们不想这样子把这件事情做优先顺序的时候，我们就不是认为神真的是那么宝贵的。
Maybe there are many other things that are more important to us.
也许是不是在我们的生命当中还有其他的事情更为重要？
When we see Jesus for who he truly is, nothing else can compare.
当我们看到我们真正明白、真正认识耶稣是谁的时候，我们就知道在我们的生命当中没有任何一件事情可以与他相比。
The other values we may have had previously,
过去我们所拥有的任何东西或者是任何的价值的东西。
Could be security, comfort, love.
有可能是安全感或者是爱。
Money, power, good reputation.
也有可能是金钱、权力或者是好名声。
None of that compares to Jesus.
没有一样东西可以与耶稣相比。
The beauty of Jesus is indescribably better than anything else.
耶稣的荣美是没有任何一样东西可以相比你的，我们笔墨难以形容。
It gives us true love, true security, true comfort.
耶稣给我们真正的爱，真正的安全感，真正的舒适。
And these are things the world cannot give.
这些东西是世界没有办法给予的。
That is what happens when we see Jesus for who he truly is.
这是当我们能够真正的认识耶稣是谁的时候，我们才能够体会的。
If we are not making Christ the utmost priority in our lives,
如果我们不是把耶稣基督当作我们生命当中最重要的优先顺序，
then there is something terribly wrong.
那么就有一些东西在我们的生命当中是出了很大的问题。
And I hope that we can see Christ, all of us here, for who he truly is.
我盼望在我们在座的每一位都能够真实的、真正的认识耶稣是谁。
As CCCS, we are the family of God.
在美德教会，我们是神的家。
That is why our logo for this year is a tree.
所以今年教会的这个标志是一棵树。
We are all parts of this family tree.
我们都是这一棵树的一部分。
And we are rooted in Christ.
然后我们深根于耶稣基督。
We are made up of many, many generations.
我们是许多不同的世代所组成的。
But we make up one family rooted in Christ.
但是我们组成一个大家庭在耶稣基督里。
So we are called to grow together as the family of God.
我们被呼召要一起成长，在主里一起成长。
That means we are called to pass on the mighty works of God to different generations.
那也就是说，我们被呼召要将神的作为能够在向世代去宣传。
That just doesn't mean the older pass it to the younger.
并不是只是年长的去传给 年轻的。
It means that every generation can speak to the other generation in some way.
这个意思是说某一个世代都可以，每一个世代都可以跟其他的不同的世代去宣扬。
So how can this happen?
那我们到底要怎么做呢？
I want to draw a picture of how all of us in our different generations can praise the mighty works of God.
我想要让你们看到那一幅图画是不同的世代我们可以怎样去赞美神的大能神的作为。
And grow as a family together.
并且一起成长像一个家庭。
For our elderly, the grandmas and grandpas of our church.
对教会的长者对教会的长者爷爷奶奶们。
You may feel that your time to serve and lead is over.
也许你可能觉得你在教会里头领导或者是服事的机会越来越少了。
That's time for the young people to take your place.
也许是年轻的人应该要负担更多的责任。
It is true, the young people should rise up and take your place in some aspects.
是的，没有错，年轻的人应该要挺身而出。负担起更多的责任。
Young people need to take on that responsibility.
年轻人需要担负起责任来。
But the word of God values age and wisdom.
但是神的话其实非常看重年岁和智慧。
In Titus 2:7,
在提多书第二章第七节
，Paul urges the older men to teach the younger men.
保罗对这些年长的弟兄姐妹的劝慰。
Older men are to show yourself in all respects to be a model of good works, and in your teaching show integrity, dignity.
保罗劝慰这些年长的弟兄姐妹，在年轻的弟兄姐妹们面前，要做的是你自己凡事要显出善行的榜样，在教训上要正直端庄。
The older generation has a wealth of experience.
年长的一辈在生命上面有很多的经验。
Immense knowledge and wisdom that does not compare to what young people have.
有很深厚的经验跟知识是年轻的一辈没有办法可以相比的。
This integrity, dignity, young people are still learning these things.
在正直上，在端庄上是年轻人仍然要继续学习的。
The older generations have experienced so much and have so much to offer.
年长的一辈曾经经历过许多，他们也有很多的经验可以提供给年轻的人去学习。
You have so many opportunities to care for and encourage the younger generation.
你有很多的机会可以显出你的爱，显出你的关怀。
Unfortunately, many young people have not felt cared for and loved.
很不幸的是，有一些年轻的世代，他们并没有感受到。爱或者是关怀。
Many young people just feel criticized and admonished all the time.
许多年轻人觉得他们是被批评或者是被教训。
Without receiving love and care.
可是这些批评和教训当中没有带着爱和关怀。
It's true, the young generation definitely has a hard time understanding the old.
很有可能是并不错，这些年轻的一辈他们没有办法完全的体会，完全认识年长的。
And that's our fault for not trying hard enough.
这是年轻的一辈的他们所需要改进的，他们需要更多努力去认识年长的。
But please share your stories of biblical wisdom.
但是年长的弟兄姐妹们，请我盼望你们能够更多的跟年轻的弟兄姐妹分享神的智慧。
Please share them with a heart of encouragement.
分享的时候盼望你们能够带着一个鼓励的心肠。
I know you want to give advice about all different aspects of life.
我知道你们很愿意在凡事上，在生活的各个层面上提供劝告。
We know you mean very well.
而且我也知道你们其实是带着好意。
But what the younger generation desire the most.
但是对于年轻人而言，他们最想要的
is your spiritual encouragement.
是你的爱和你在属灵上的鼓励。
There was one time at a family retreat.
有一次我参加一个家庭退休会。
And a young girl went without her family.
有一个很小的小女孩，年轻的小女孩自己独自去参与这个退休会。
Her parents were not able to attend.
她的父母亲没有办法一起参与。
And she felt very sad that her parents were not able to go with her.
然后她觉得非常的难过, 她的家人不能与她同行。
All the other kids had their parents with them.
其他的小孩都有家人与他们同在。
And she felt alone.
那这个小女孩就觉得很孤单。
But the elderly women at this retreat,
但是比较年长的姐妹在这个退休会当中,
took it upon themselves to take care of this young girl.
就把, 照顾这个小女孩当作是自己的责任。
They told her, we know you're here alone.
他们就告诉这个小女孩说, 我知道, 我们知道你自己一个人在这里。
But you are our family.
但是你也是我们的, 家庭一份子。
And we will take care of you.
所以我们会好好照顾你。
So they watched out for her during the retreat.
所以他们在整个, 退休会的过程当中都很, 关心她, 照顾她。
During different family activities,
在, 特别是家庭, 一起做的活动当中,
they made sure to find this young girl to do the activities with her.
他们, 确定一定找到这个小女孩, 而且跟她一起做这些活动,
so that she would never feel alone.
所以这个小女孩在, 退休会的时候不会觉得很孤单。
During the time of the family prayer,
在家庭一起祷告的时候,
these grandmas made sure this girl had someone to pray with.
然后这些, 奶奶确定, 这个小女孩有人可以一起祷告。
That's the type of love and care we know you have for us.
就是这样子的爱我们知道年长的可以, 提供的。
We know that it can be a great encouragement to our church.
我们知道这样子的爱可以成为教会非常大的鼓励。
With your experience, we know that you have gone through many ups and downs in life.
在你过去的生命当中, 我们也知道你可能经历过很多的人生, 高低起伏。
We want to hear how you've gone through those ups and downs.
我们也很想知道你如何经历这些人生的, 高山低谷。
And how God has encouraged you and has shown grace to you through those experiences.
我们也很想知道神怎样带领你经过这些困难。 神怎样向你显现他的恩典？
That no matter what happens in life, God is there for you.
让这些年轻的后辈能够知道，无论人生前面的道路是如何， 神永远与你同在。
Those are the types of encouragement we need to hear.
就是这样子的, 鼓励我们是很盼望能够听到的。
Even more than just life advice.
比这些生命 生活当中的各个层面的劝告而言,
the younger generation needs biblical and spiritual encouragement.
年轻的一辈盼望听到, 你在, 圣经上面所得到的教导,
those are the things that are most important.
这些鼓励对我们年轻人来说是最重要的。
And the older generation can provide that for the younger.
这些年长的一辈可以将你, 生命当中的这些经历, 神的恩典能够, 传给年轻的人。
For the adults, and particularly parents,
对于我们在座的成年人, 特别是如果你是, 为人父母的,
what are we passing on to the next generation?
我们想要将什么传给你的下一代呢?
What values are we passing on to our children?
我们要将什么样的价值观传给我们的下一代?
This doesn't just include parents.
这个不是只是对, 做父母亲的而言,
this includes all the adults, Sunday school teachers,
是对所有的成年人, 也是对主日学的老师,
right. Even the teachers who are faithfully serving right this minute,
甚至是我们当中现在其实正有一群中心在, 儿童主日学岗位上面服侍的这些老师,
what values are we imparting?
他们没有办法听到, 但是我们, 所要盼望的是, 到底你所要传给你的儿女的是什么?
Are we teaching our children that college they go to is most important?
我们是在, 告诉我们的孩子, 将来你所要去读的大学才是最重要的吗?
And that is what defines them.
而去了什么样子的大学才定义你是什么样子的一个人吗?
Are we teaching our children that money is the greatest comfort and security in life?
我们是在教我们的孩子金钱, 是能够带给我们, 提供我们安全感, 最重要的东西吗?
Are we teaching our children that your identity as being Chinese is the most important?
我们是在教我们的孩子, 作为一个中国人, 中国人的身份是, 最重要的。
So that you have to be the best at Chinese that you can be?
所以你的中文要非常非常的好。
None of these are bad things.
我刚所说的这些东西都不是坏事情。
Being a good student is very good.
作为一个好学生是好的。
Having money is very, very important.
拥有金钱也是非常重要的。
Learning Chinese is very good as well.
学中文也是非常好的。
None of these are bad.
没有上面所提的这个都不是坏事情。
But are these the most important things in your life?
但是这些事情是你生命当中最重要的事情吗？
Or is our identity in Christ the most important?
或者是我们在耶稣基督里，在耶稣基督里的这个身份是最重要的。
There was one time I talked to a sixth grade student.
有一次我跟一个六年级的孩子交谈。
The student was very troubled and had a lot of anxiety.
这个孩子感到非常的困扰，而且有很多的焦虑在里头。
So I asked him to share his anxiety.
所以我请他跟我分享他在焦虑什么。
And this is how he shared.
这是他告诉我的。
He said, I'm so worried about this exam.
我好担心我接下来的这个考试。
If I don't do well on this exam, I won't get a good grade in this class.
如果我考得不太好的话，我这门课的成绩就不会很好。
And if I don't get a good grade in this class, I won't have a good GPA.
如果我这门考试的成绩不好的话，我的学业总成绩就不好。
And if I don't have a good GPA, I won't be able to get into better classes.
如果我的学业总成绩不好的话，我就没有办法进到更好的班。
And if I don't get into better classes in high school, I can't get into a good college.
那如果我在高中没有办法进到一个好的班的话，我就没有办法进到一个好的大学。
And if I can't do well in college, then I won't be able to get a good job.
如果我没有办法进到一个好的大学的话，我可能就没有办法找到一个好工作。
And if I don't have a job, I won't have a future.
如果我没有一个好的工作的话，我就没有未来。
This is a funny conversation, right?
这是一个很可笑的交谈吧。
But this is how a student literally talked to me once.
这是真实的一个六年级的孩子对我所说的话。
Now I have no idea where this sixth grade student got this idea at such a young age.
我一点头绪都没有，就这个六年级的孩子到底是从哪里得到这样子的观念。
This child, I don't know if his parents said things to him.
我不晓得是不是这个小孩的父母亲曾经对他说过这样子的话。
But I do know that there is a culture here amongst Asians and Chinese people that have this tendency to motivate our children by any means necessary.
但是我知道，在亚裔或者是在中国人当中，我们有这样子的文化，觉得你必须要做得非常好，觉得这个是一定要达到的。
Even if that means instilling fear.
甚至为了要达到这样子的事情，你可能灌输了恐惧、害怕这样子的观念在孩子身上。
Now this child's parents may have not done this purposefully.
也许这个父母亲并不是故意要这么做的。
And they may not have done it directly.
他们也可能并不是直接这么做的。
But they could have helped stop this way of thinking.
但是他们起码可以帮助这个孩子避免他再继续这样子认为。
And choose to stop this.
或者是他们可以选择不要这么做。
But many of us don't.
但是我们当中许多人不这么做。
Because we do value education to a higher degree.
因为我们的确觉得教育是更重要的。
They are valuing a good job and having security for their child.
他们对于他们孩子的未来是觉得有一个好的工作才能够有安全感。
That is the value being passed on.
就是这样子的价值观他们会传给小孩。
Security is not found in a good job.
安全感并不一定在于一个好的工作。
But the sixth grader has become so enslaved.
但是这个六年级的孩子已经被这样子的观念所奴役。
Enslaved to fear and failure.
他被害怕将来会失败这样子的事情所奴役。
And it may sound funny, but it is extremely sad.
也许听起来觉得很滑稽可笑，但是事实上是很悲哀的事情。
Is this what we want for our next generation?
这是我们想要我们将来的下一代所发生的吗？
To be enslaved by fear of failure?
让这些孩子们被害怕失败这样子的观念所奴役。
Because a good job doesn't guarantee a good future.
因为一个好的工作并不能够保证你一定会有一个好的未来。
But we know this about life.
如果我们知道生命的话，
life doesn't guarantee anything for us.
生命本身并不能够保证我们任何事情。
If these are the values we are passing on,
如果是这样子的观念，我们要传给下一代。
We need to evaluate our own values.
我们需要重新的评估我们自己的观念。
And our own faith in God. Faith in God.
还有我们自己的信仰，在神里面的信仰。
Because honestly, if that's how we're thinking, we are not valuing our Lord Jesus Christ.
坦白说，如果我们是用这样子的价值观来生活，那我们就没有看重耶稣基督。
We are not putting our trust in Him.
没有将我们我们没有信靠耶稣基督。
We are putting our faith and trust in worldly achievements.
我们将我们的信靠，将我们的信靠放在世界上的事情。
If that's the case, what makes us any different from our non-Christian friends around us?
如果是这样的话，那我们跟我们周遭不是基督徒的人有什么不同呢？
Your encouragement and what you pass on can make a huge difference.
你对孩子的鼓励可以在他们的生命上产生一个非常大的不同。
I've shared my testimony here before.
我曾经在我们当中分享过我自己的见证。
It's a testimony of how my parents have passed on the importance of their faith to me.
就是我的父母亲怎样将他们的信仰传给我。
Above everything else, they value church and being committed to serving the Lord.
在一切事情上面，我的父母亲将侍奉神，在教会里侍奉神，看为最重要的。
It was only through that support that I could even enter seminary and become a pastor.
如果不是因着他们的支持和鼓励，我根本没有办法去读神学院，成为一个牧师。
Without it, I know that my road to being a pastor would have become so much more difficult.
如果没有我父母亲的支持，我要作为一个牧师的这一条路是非常非常困难的。
So because of their blessing, I was able to do what God has called me to do.
因为他们的祝福，我才能够担负起神所呼召我要做的这件事情。
When we are passing on worldly values instead of biblical values,
当我们将世界上的价值而不是神的价值传给我们的孩子的时候，
we are hindering the work of God.
我们就阻碍了神的工作。
We are saying, "No, God, we don't want what you have to offer."
我们是对神说，神不，我不要你所要提供给我的。
I'm going to find my joy and my satisfaction somewhere else.
我要自己去寻找我认为的满足和快乐。
But the truth is, we never will.
但是真实的情况是我们永远找不到。
Please, please, adults, parents, teachers.
拜托，请。所有的成年人、长辈、父母亲
，value Christ, pass it on to the next generation.
请你们看耶稣为至宝，而将这样子的观念传给你的儿女。
Lastly, the young and the youth.
最后我想分享对于年轻人还有青少年。
I lump you together today for the sake of time.
我把你们归为一类，是因为时间的关系。
But also because you have the same disadvantage.
但是同样的，也是因为在某种程度上，你们是很弱势的。
In many situations, you are despised for your youth.
在很多情况下，你们是被轻看的。
But Paul says in 1 Timothy 4:12.
但是保罗在提摩太前书四章十二节这么说。
Let no one despise you for your youth.
不可叫人小看你年轻。
For your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, faith, and impurity.
总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。
The elderly and the adults may find you annoying and loud.
年长的一辈可能会觉得你们很讨厌、很吵、很。
They may think you're rebellious and selfish.
他们可能会觉得你们很叛逆，很自私。
You don't take things seriously.
或者是你们对事情都不是很严肃的对待。
All you care about is having fun.
你们所在乎的就是可以很开心的玩。
But do not let anyone despise you for your youth.
但是请不要让人看你为不要叫人小看你年轻。
Your youth is a gift.
你的青春岁月是神所给的礼物。
It is a season in life that God is putting you through.
是你现在生命的季节当中，神所给予你的。
It is a season where you can serve without being tied down to family.
这一段年日是你能够好好的侍奉神而没有家累。
You have the freedom to do God's work without having the responsibilities of a spouse or having children.
也是这一段时间是你可以好好专心侍奉神你没有其他家庭的责任，比方说你没有配偶的责任，或者是你没有孩子要照顾。
Your season is a gift and take advantage of it.
你的这段青春的年岁是神所给的礼物，你要好好的利用它。
And this season can be a great encouragement to the older generations.
这一段时光也可以成为年长人的鼓励。
Right, Paul believes the youth can set an example of speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity.
保罗说的是你的你可以在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做幸福的榜样。
He believes that you can be an example for the older generations.
保罗认为你年轻，但是你仍然可以成为老一辈的人所欣赏的榜样。
An example that the older generation can appreciate and want to strive for.
也是老一辈的人所向往，他们所盼望能够成为的样式。
So part of this means that we need to seek approval of older people.
有的时候，因为我们这么做可能会变成要寻求长辈的认同。
We should care about that.
我们要小心。
But it should not be our goal.
但是我们不应当把寻求认同这件事情成为我们的目标。
Our goal is to live by God's standard.
我们的目标是在神的活出神的标准，活出神的所要我们活的样式。
And if older people despise you for that,
如果年长的一辈因为你活出神的样式而轻看你，
then they're wrong.
那就是他们的问题，他们不对。
But the older people who care about God's standards,
如果年长的一辈是相信是寻求神的标准的话，
you will be an example to them.
那你就可以成为他们的好榜样。
I want to share a story from our one of our cornerstone members.
我想要在这里跟你们分享一个我们英文堂弟兄的见证。
Our brother Jonathan Wong has been coming to our church for quite a while.
我们当中的一个弟兄，他的名字是 Jonathan Wong， 他已经在我们教会来我们教会一段时间。
And he shared an encouraging story about how he was able to encourage his grandfather.
那他自己的生命的一个经历，可以成为我们的一个鼓励。
Jonathan shared that his grandfather had never been open to hearing the gospel.
Jonathan 说到他的祖父从来对福音都是拒绝的。
He always refused to go to church.
他总是不愿意到教会。
For a long time, his family was not sure if his grandfather would ever accept Christ.
很长一段时间，他的家人都不知道他的祖父能不能够认识耶稣。
Jonathan felt convicted to witness to his grandfather.
有一次 Jonathan 觉得神提醒他，他应当要在他的祖父面前做见证。
His family had tried for almost 30 years.
他的家人已经试了将近30年的时间。
And he refused every time.
然后这个祖父每一次都不愿意去教会。
But as he was getting older, he had gotten sick.
但是当祖父的年龄越来越年长的时候，祖父就病了。
And the family wondered if anything would change.
他们的家庭就觉得他的祖父不知道会不会愿意改变。
Because of the circumstance, Jonathan felt he needed to get closer to his grandfather.
因为这样子的情况，所以 Jonathan 觉得他需要跟祖父更亲近一些。
His grandfather did not have a very close relationship with his father.
他的祖父跟Jonathan 的父亲并没有很亲密的关系。
And his father did not have a close relationship with Jonathan.
那 Jonathan 的父亲跟 Jonathan 自己又没有很亲密的关系。
So Jonathan wanted to have a different kind of relationship.
所以 Jonathan 盼望能够打破这样子的情况。
So he changed the way he interacted with his grandfather.
所以他就决定改变他跟祖父互动的这个。
So he visited him, and even without knowing much Chinese.
所以他就去探望他的祖父。甚至他其实自己的中文并不好。
He shared how grateful he was for being brave to come to this country.
他跟祖父说他真的是很感恩祖父愿意来到美国。
And to raise a family here without knowing much about this place.
那他的祖父是这里的第一辈，所以他祖父因为不知道很多英文，可是要在异乡生活。
He shared his appreciation and love.
Jonathan 就将他的爱和他的感谢跟祖父分享。
After this process, he invited his grandfather to go to church.
在这样子的交谈之后，互动之后，他邀请他的祖父去教会。
And for the first time in 30 years, he accepted the invitation.
是30年之后，这是30年之后他的第一次他祖父愿意去教会。
And on that Sunday, he accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior.
然后就在那个主日，他的祖父接受了耶稣基督成为他个人的救主。
The young generation can set a good example that the older generation can appreciate.
年轻的一辈仍然可以成为年长一辈的人的榜样。
Live by God's standards and set a good example to your brothers and sisters, both young and old.
照神的心意而活，你可以成为，你可以成为不同年龄层的人的榜样。
CCCS, in order to grow together as a family of God,
弟兄姐妹们为了要让我们能够在神的家里一起成长
，we must value Christ.
我们必须看耶稣基督为我们的至宝。
There is no other way for us to grow and thrive as a church.
没有其他的方法可以让我们成长，可以让我们更兴旺。
If we are not valuing Christ,
如果我们不是看耶稣基督为至宝，
then there is no way we can commend the mighty works of Christ.
那么我们就没有办法去传扬神的大能作为。
How can we praise something we don't believe in?
我们如何能够赞美一个东西，如果我们自己都不相信它？
If we're not valuing Him and the importance of Him,
如果我们自己都不相信他，我们要怎样灌输这样子的观念？要怎样
？And we're not passing this on.
而没有办法传给其他的人呢
？Then we are saying that I commend the mighty works of money.
那也就是说，我们自己觉得，金钱可能才是至宝。
I commend the mighty works of power.
我要传扬金钱，或是传扬权力。
I commend the mighty works of comfort.
我要传扬生活舒适的生活。
Instead of praising God, we are praising idols.
如果我们这样子做的话，我们就不是传扬神的作为，而是在传扬一个假的偶像。
If we truly care about the good of the next generation,
如果我们真实的关怀我们的下一辈
，What more good is there than the goodness?
还有什么是比耶稣基督更为好的
？What is better than His salvation？
有什么比他的救恩更为宝贵
？His grace and love for us。
他的恩典还有他对我们的爱。
The answer is nothing。
没有任何一个东西比他对我们的恩典和爱更为宝贵。
Please ask yourselves here today。
请问一问你自己。
What are the values you are sharing？
你所分享的这些价值观到底是什么？
What is most important to you?
对你而言，什么是最重要的？
If you cannot confidently say that it is Christ,
如果你不能够很自信的很有信心的说是耶稣基督，
and you say that you follow him,
而你却说你是他的跟随者，
then please repent here today.
请大家好好想一想，并且悔改，
and ask the Lord,
而也问神，也请求神，
to help you see him for who he is.
帮助你能够真实的认识他是谁。
The most beautiful,
这最美好的。
Magnificent, amazing God.
最伟大的、最奇妙的神。
Who has done everything for us.
为我们成就了一切事情。
Who deserves all the praise and worship.
他配得一切的赞美以及尊崇。
Who has saved wretched sinners like us.
他曾经拯救我们这样败坏的人。
May God be our delight and satisfaction.
我们盼望神是我们的喜乐，是我们的满足。
And because of this delight and joy we have,
那因着这样子的喜乐和满足，
may we pass this truth on to the next generation.
我们盼望将这样子的真理传给其他的世代。
And may we do it from generation to generation to generation.
我们也盼望这样子能够一直世代的相传下去。
So that our church and faith doesn't just die here.
所以我们教会我们的信仰不是在这里就停了
but that it will live on for years and years to come
而能够一直活下去一直不断的传下去
Let's pray
我们一起祷告
Heavenly Father, we come to you today
亲爱的天父我们来到你今天来到你面前
Lord, we confess that we do not value you That God, our priorities are set on other things.
主啊，很多时候我们将我们的优先顺序放在别的事情上面。
And we may say in church and to our fellow Christians that we believe in God.
尽管我们有的时候对我们的朋友说，是的，我们是基督徒。
And we say that we worship you.
很多时候我们也说我们敬拜你。
But Lord, in many ways, that is a lie.
主啊，但是在许多的情况下，很多时候这个都是谎言。
We are lying to you and our brothers and sisters around us.
主啊，我们很多时候真的是对你说谎，也对我们的弟兄姐妹们说。
Lord, we apologize for that.
主啊，我们真的是向你认错。
Lord, we are so sinful.
主啊，我们真的是得罪了你。
And the world infects our hearts.
主啊，这个世界影响了我们的心。
Lord, may we reorient our hearts back to you.
主啊，盼望我们将我们的心调整回来，归向你。
That Christ would be the most important thing to us.
主啊，我们真的是盼望耶稣基督是我们生命当中最重要的。
That we would find our joy and satisfaction in you alone.
主啊，让我们单单的在你身上找到满足，找到喜乐。
And may we pass this truth on to the generations ahead of us.
主啊，我们也盼望将这样子的真理传给前面的每一代。
May we pass it on to all generations in our church.
我们盼望将这样子的真理传给我们教会当中的每一个年龄层。
So that we can grow together in Christ.
所以我们能够在基督里一同成长。
To become a stronger and more faithful church.
能够成为一个更强、更坚强的教会，一个家庭。
That praises your works.
是。赞美你的大能，你的作为。
Because you alone are worthy of being praised.
因为主唯有你自己是配得称颂的。
Show us our weaknesses.
主啊，求你显出我们自己的软弱。
Show us how we have failed you.
显出我们自己在什么事情上面做得不好。
Show us how we have turned our back against you.
主啊，显出我们在何事上面得罪你。
And help us to turn back.
主啊，帮助我们能够转向归向你。
Lord, we thank you for this time.
主，我们谢谢你给予我们的时间。
We thank you for your word.
我们谢谢你给我们的话语。
And may we carry it out here this year.
让我们今年能够实践出来。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。